brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get into the latest on healthcare, also the economy and the naked body scanners, the latest developments on that front. I hope listeners realize the magnitude of the fact that it's now coming out in the open that Geithner's private Federal Reserve was ordering the fact that money was going for bonuses, not just to buy the toxic assets from AIG into Goldman Sachs and other private banks, and the fact that this is illegal. Michael in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm new to this, too. And here's my news. I'm 52 years old, and, you know, I always thought I was a little crazy. You know, I was a little bit hyper as a kid, and they doped me up. And everything I did in my life seemed to be a mess up. Okay, well, the other day when I was listening to you on the radio, I realized you're right about everything. And my whole life's been kind of a sham. You know, I got IQ 148. I was one of the best machinists that ever walked the floor. I made companies I worked for millions of dollars. And every time I get kicked down because I'm just a little guy, you know. Well, you know, in the last week or so since I had my great awakening, you know, I share this with people, and they think I'm just went Looney Tunes.
Michael, I appreciate your call. That's why you want to give someone a film or a book where it's professionally presented. That's the best way to wake somebody up or send them a video link online. A lot of times coworkers and others don't want to hear there's problems in society. They want to feel like they're in control of everything. It's intimidating to them. They want to watch the football game, drink their beer, and stay stupid. So don't worry about them. Move on to those that want to be awakened. Let's talk to Zeb in Connecticut. Zeb, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Zeb? Where's Zeb? Oh, Zeb. Zeb's dead. You know what movie that's from?
No.
Pulp Fiction. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I belong to the union, and I'm a construction laborer for the past 15 years. And I get a update from my New England Labor's Update magazine each quarter of the year. And since we were the hardest hit in the recession, when this bank collapse came, we were the hardest hit. Well, in the magazine here, it says training for green jobs, and they're going to start. They started last year. I go up to a labor training school up in Pomfret, Connecticut, when I'm laid off to take classes, and they have a new class they just started this summer, and it's for weatherization of buildings, and it's for the green economy. And one of the jobs here is to be an auditor.
Yes. All the new jobs are either in policing, surveilling, or as an environmentalist auditor. Even though they haven't passed the greenhouse gas tax initiative, they're still rolling it out to go out and force everyone to have business and home audits.
Yeah, the hall I'm out of, we have about 800 members, and about 300 are on the bench. So they're training the members to be auditors, to go into people's houses. Just thought you'd like that information there. That's where we're going to be working since we don't have any bridge work to do. They're letting the bridges go and everything else.
Exactly. All the major industries are shutting down or scaling back. They're telling us we're a post-industrial nation, and the taxpayer money from the people that still have jobs goes to hire bureaucrats to go harass people. You don't want to be a bureaucrat, but that's the only job you're going to be able to have.
Nope. And I just thought you'd like that little information.
Zeb, interesting info. Thank you so much. Ron, Jim, George, Julio. We're going to talk to Anna, Dan, Anonymous, and many others straight ahead. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everything must go. Everything must be taxed. The states are going bankrupt. The government's exploding in size, federally, internationally, locally. Zero Hedge and the Associated Press are reporting in the financial bill they passed a month ago that your money market funds, your savings accounts aren't insured by the FDIC. The FDIC, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, is basically out of money. $28 trillion has been given to private offshore banks. Iceland was set up by Goldman Sachs. In fact, we have a member of their parliament joining us tomorrow on the weekday show, and they've just decided not to pay it back. And then lo and behold, suddenly I have the London Guardian here. Suddenly, lo and behold, they find out, oh, the banks actually have the money now to pay themselves off. And so they hope the government won't now pass a law to not pay back any of the debt, because it's private debt. Why are you paying taxes for J.P. Morgan? Why are you paying taxes for their bonuses, for Goldman Sachs, or for Citibank, or for Bank of America, or for Wells Fargo? Why? Because they control the government. Why are you paying for $200 million bonuses to the former Treasury head, Henry Paulson? Why are you doing this? Why are they taxing your health care in this new bill? Why are they saying 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine if you don't buy insurance and pay money out of your check to the feds? Why are they taxing insurance plans that people already own? Why are they then cutting Medicare and Medicaid in the bill? Why did Obama last year propose making veterans pay for their own health care through insurance? Again, you pay more and more taxes and you get less and less back, because now the government's got you dependent. Now they've got a noose around your neck. Now they've got you in handcuffs. Now they can have their way with you. We're continuing with your phone calls on this issue. Coming up, I'll get more into health care and the global outrage against the naked body scanners going into the airports that the London Guardian reports violate child porn laws. But if they can force you to submit to putting your family through a naked body scanner and having their body recorded naked, then they can get away with anything. Let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller here.
Welcome.
I want to talk to you about the images that are being shown for this naked body scan, in particular the blonde-haired woman. Those are stock images. They're not real. That's been an altered Photoshop image. And, I think they're being released on purpose, and that purpose may be to, you know, set you up for... As you're talking about it, they come out and say, well, no, those are fake images.
Ron, I have the Australian government, the British government, the U.S. government. In fact, that's in my stack. I'll dig it out from Friday and cover it for you later, and I appreciate your call. Send me some info on specifically what you're talking about. Send it to showtips@infowars.com. The government says that for these scans to be accurate, and they tune them, that it has to show the genitalia. That is in the news. In fact, guys, print me that Prison Planet article that links to the Australian and British news. Government admits naked body scanners show genitals. They admit it. And there's all sorts of images that companies have put out and renderings. The news always shows it blurred out. It does show the genitals. It does show the breast. And it biometrically scans your body. But I will love to see what you have for us on that. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller. Been listening to you for about a year. Man, every day. And I'm angry. I am really angry. But I've got some information here that I ran across a couple weeks ago. A friend of mine had told me. Do you know a guy named Christopher Story out of England?
Rings a bell.
Okay, he publishes this report. It's called the Global Analysis Report at worldreports.org.
Okay.
And he started reporting in a three-series set of articles around the middle of December that Geithner had been arrested by Interpol. And on warrants from the World Court.
Yeah, I did see that. No, that's not. Geithner has not been arrested. We always see these type of reports from other places coming out. And no, that's not happened.
Okay, well, great. I'm glad you cleared that up for me.
Yeah, Interpol. Interpol works within every nation. The Justice Department has its own Interpol branch. And the reason that Obama, in an executive order a month ago, gave them immunity was so now the FBI has immunity domestically under international control. But I appreciate your call, Jim. George in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I've been listening to your show for about maybe 2 months now, and I just want to tell you that I believe your theory about 9/11 100%. I talk about it with my dad and my friends, and we all believe that Bush caused it.
Well, I wouldn't say Bush caused it. He's a puppet. What we're talking about here is government staging terror attacks or allowing terror attacks to take place as a pretext for expanding their control, and that's the oldest story in the book. I mean, I had Anthony Schaefer, Colonel, Army CIA Black Ops on for 40 minutes Friday. And he testified before Congress that they bare minimum allowed the attacks to take place. I mean, here's Newsweek, exclusive, the informant who lived with the hijackers, Newsweek. Here's another Newsweek, alleged hijackers may have been trained at U.S. bases. The head of the Defense Language School, here's AP, Lieutenant Colonel Butler, said the hijackers were trained at their base. I mean, that's the issue. We know the official story of 9/11 is a fraud. Go ahead.
Because I said, me and my dad, talk about it a lot, and because if a plane hit a building like that, it wouldn't collapse like that. It would have tipped over.
Well, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane.
Yeah, it was a fake detonation. They detonated it before it hit the building.
No, no, Building 7 was a separate 47-story building that wasn't hit by a plane.
It wasn't?
No, Building 7 was not hit by a plane.
Oh. And, yeah. And we also, me and my friends, and they, we all, listen to, you, and we think that, more people are tuning into your show now here, and we all...
George, that's awesome. Keep spreading the word. Look, go to Infowars.com. In the search box, put in Building 7. You can watch all the videos of Building 7 at 5:25 in the afternoon Eastern collapsing into its own footprint from small fires. And the CIA was based in the building. Annie in New York. You're on the air, Annie. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I wanted to talk about Geithner's backdoor bailout of AIG.
Wow. I'm glad somebody wants to talk about what's really important. Go ahead.
Well, we know it went to Goldman Sachs and other banks, and you know, but I don't think most people are aware, that it saved then-Secretary Paulson's nest egg, which I believe was more than $700 million. And I just wonder if Towns, Representative Towns, and Representative Cummings, who want these hearings, are going to connect these dots. Or is it just
no, they always run. They always run whitewashes. People like Senator Sanders, Congressman Paul, Congressman Stearns, they actually ask real questions. And Geithner the whole time has said, I won't tell you where the money went. Well, we know where it went, in his big fat pocket. And if they can naked body scan us, if they can take blood without warrants at checkpoints, if they CPS can take people's kids without due process, yeah, if they can take trillions of dollars of bailout money and not tell us where it went, they can get away with anything.
And this is, I know you got other callers. I just want to say this. My 12-year-old mortgage has been sold 6 times. The latest time it went from EMC in Texas to J.P. Morgan Chase. And in the last few months, you know, because I called, I'm unemployed, I'm a couple of weeks behind, so I always call them. The customer reps no longer have Texas accents. They're barely understandable. So I asked this one rep, Chris, what city are you in? And he named it. And I said, where is that? He said, Central America. So we bail out J.P. Morgan Chase so they can send the jobs to Texans.
Great point. $25 billion was given in auto bailouts. At least $3 billion by General Motors was used. This is mainline news. To move to South America, to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. You paid to move the factories out of the U.S. This is a giant robbery.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Now, when you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm taking a lot of calls on this Sunday edition. Coming up in the last two segments after the bottom of the hour news, I'm going to go over the latest on health care, the economy, and the naked body scanners. Now, I'm not giving callers more than about a minute apiece, but we're doing that so we can get to everybody. That's the catch-22. And we've got about 20 people on hold, so that's probably it for phone calls. If you're on the board, I'll be able to get to you, though. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, well, thank you, Ox. I was just wondering, do you know whether Robert Wanick or his parents ever prosecuted the teachers and other officials at the school that physically abused them that one day?
Okay, that was a case in Minnesota of a YouTube student activist who's had millions of people watch his videos, where he tried to bring an information packet when they were injecting the children with swine flu inoculation and acting like you had to do it. And he said he got roughed up and they grabbed his camera. And no, I need to talk to Robert Wanick. I don't know where that ended.
Okay, if you ever have mine again, I think it'd be good to ask them whether they ever pursued that or not.
Interesting, Dan. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Anonymous in Minnesota. People that say they're anonymous, why not just say you're Bob? Bob in Minnesota, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, a few quick things. I think this banking thing with Geithner coming out is huge for us. And
it's openly coming out that it's illegal. He called the shots. The White House has been caught lying, saying he didn't. This is a big deal.
And for us, I guess we'd have to bring out concrete proof and news articles and source information out on this stuff, that this is happening. I was actually
talking that's about why we need an audit of the Fed. It's never been audited since 1913. It's a private banking system. We built our country without it. It's parasitic. It's abusive. And it everything it does is unconstitutional, and everything it does, you give private bankers unlimited power over the money supply, they're going to rob you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, on its face, is it legal for Henry Paulson and Geithner and others in and out of government to give themselves their own bailout money? No. Everybody knows that's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's complete conflict of interest, and they're not working in our best interest, and they're not serving
And
our...
now they're lobbying. I mean, I see Rubin. I see Paulson. Out of office, I see Summers running the White House. He's the real kingpin. I see Ben Bernanke, all of them in and out of government calling for more taxes to pay debt for money that goes to them. You know, the incredible part is of these trillions of dollars they've stolen, they're loaning most of it back to the states and to third world countries at interest. It's all a dog and pony show. It's so incredible. But that doesn't matter. What matters is the premiere of Lost on ABC and Colt McCoy's pinched shoulder.
We've just been so manipulated and twisted. And you talk about this stuff to people, and they kind of like look at you like you're from Mars or you got antennas.
Yeah, they look at you bringing up issues because they've been conditioned that it's cool to not be informed and be morons. But I don't know who you're talking to. Most people I talk to, if I've got a repair guy over for a busted water heater or I got an exterminator over, every one of them is a fan that show up at my house. When I get off an airplane in Montana, fans are everywhere. When I get off a plane in Central America, everybody's listening. I mean, there are a lot of people who are awake. I don't know who some of you are talking to, anonymous caller, who look at you like you're crazy. Oh, the banks are raping us. Oh, I think you're crazy. I mean, what planet are they living on?
Well, they don't want to stay in reality. For the most part, they'd rather stay asleep, you know.
Well, it was 5% of the public that won the war against the British, and we've got way more than 5%. I mean, come on, 99% the Gallup poll were against the banker bailout. I just think people don't communicate anymore. They watch TV, they text message, they watch their football game. They're so selfish they won't even save themselves. So they hear you talking about politics, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear about how I'm being ripped off. I just want to, you know, bury my head in the sand. No, you can't do that. Mark in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you very much for all you do.
Well, I appreciate
that.
Come ahead,
sir. Talk about the backdoor bailout, the Timmy Gate.
Yes, Timmy Gate is only the beginning.
The payments to the counterparties I'm checking out right now on Scrib.com. You got them posted on your website.
Yes.
One of the payments, interesting ones, are $5.6 billion to Goldman Sachs, $3.1 Merrill Lynch. And one we noticed really interesting was $6.9 to Societe Generale.
That's the French, big French bank. Yeah, over $50 billion was given to European banks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they won't give details of who individually then got that money. I mean, when you buy a car, all these tax forms get filled out, everything gets tracked. When $50 billion gets given to private people in Europe, no one can discuss it, and no one can see exactly who got it.
I am on the Societe Generale's website at the moment, and when you go to the website, you look at office locator, you just click on that button, scroll down, and it talks about how this investment group, they partnership with the Rockefeller Group as well.
Now, listen. Rothschilds, the British royalty, the Rockefellers, they're involved in everything. I mean, anytime I turn a rock over and there's some New World Order maggots, Mark, they're there.
That's right.
Well, we need to just beat the drum and say, look, getting rid of Obama politically in 3 years isn't enough. Putting some new Republican in, they're all owned by the same people. These banks finance all the major political candidates. This whole radio show is about getting people to look past the puppets to the real government, an offshore banking cartel that in Copenhagen just tried to set up a global tax paid to them on all carbon dioxide and human activity. I appreciate your call. That's the real issue. And we stopped them there, and I've got articles here where most companies are having governments having to get rid of the flu shots. Most people didn't take that, didn't buy into that boondoggle. People are saying no to the naked body scanners. Those are in trouble. The people are angry. They know the truth. The people are ready to be fully educated. George in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. So I have a quick question for you. I'm right now reading a book from Naomi Klein called Disaster Capitalism.
Yes, and, Disaster Capitalism.
Disaster Capitalism. I would like to hear what is your opinion about the Milton Friedman Group and the Chicago School of Economics.
Well, the Chicago School of Economics was founded by the Rockefellers, and it's a predatory group. They're not capitalist. Monopoly capitalism describes them best. I mean, it's robber barons. It's looting. It's a select group of blue bloods being able to control the stock market and the issuance of currency and credit to their advantage. And they always talk about free market, but every 20 years, we've got to bail them out from all their fraud. They build up. These are Bernie Madoffs that are so big, and Madoff is one of their top guys, that they build the Ponzi scheme, but when it pops, they don't go to jail. They get more power and control.
My question is it possible to probably address our information war toward this Chicago School of Economics, basically to all their people that are leading and their politicians, they're all, I think, Milton Friedman.
Yes, they have. They have Harvard. They have the Chicago Business School, a few others. We've had top PhDs from these schools on, where they openly teach tyranny. They openly teach taking over society. They control the left and right. We'll be back with tons of news and more of your calls straight ahead.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, 10th day of January 2010. All right, let me news blitz right now, as promised, on a host of issues. Then we're going to engage in radio graffiti in the last segment. Daniel, Ken, Mike, Harold, Scott, Sue, Tom, Dave, Taylor, JD, Carissa. Now look, that's all I'm going to be able to get to, so stop. During the weekday show, we use the Genesis phone system up in Minnesota that can take 6 calls. We have a computerized system here that can take upwards of 100. We open the phone system for 5 seconds, we get more than 20 calls. To give you an idea how many listeners we've got. We just open it for a minute, and then, boom, the computer screen just fills up with people, and we have to go through and get their first names. If you want to know what these bankers want to do to you, look at this BBC News article. Should we bring back rationing to save the environment and the evil carbon footprint of food? They want a tax on every can of beans, every piece of meat you eat, and they want all that money paid to the IMF and World Bank. Who are the IMF and World Bank? The IMF and World Bank are openly and publicly owned by the Federal Reserve, the private banking consortium here that has governmental power, the Bank of England, the private banking consortium, and the European Union banking consortium. Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, Secretary General, Herman Van Rompuy, I've played the clips here over and over again. Need we play them again? Just go to YouTube, type in head of EU calls for global government. They say they're going to tax everything you do and pay it to the banks. This is such a scam. Now, let me go ahead and get into the naked body scanners. If they can sell you on marching yourself, your husband, your wife, your children into these scanners that hit you with radiation, with the equivalent of x-rays, they can do anything. This is worse than a strip search. It'd be like if they took you in a room, strip searched you, and videotaped it. It biometrically scans a 360 circle. I remember a decade ago reading about this, the Department of Defense buying it for prison camps they were using in Serbia. Now they use them in Iraq. And they say the real reason they body scan you is not to find weapons. It's to get your biometric 360 scan. Then they can have passive readers on the street that just scan the front or side of you, and just like a thumbprint or a digital face print, it knows who you are, what you're doing, where you're going. Okay? So that's what the body scanners are really all about. Just like they have license plate reading systems and face scanning systems in for more than a decade in places like Tampa, Florida. The feds are paying for this, and there's a revolving door of people in the Defense Department and Homeland Security. The generals get up and call for this, and the Homeland Security directors get up and call for it, and then they openly make millions, in some cases, apiece off the systems working for the companies. Just like Geithner's paying himself bonuses and bailout money. And $200 million-plus in one payment to Treasury Secretary Paulson. It's the same revolving door. Now, there's no way to put all these in order, so I'm just going to read through a small stack of the body scanning news and comment on each one. Airline group protests airport scanners, Australia says, and the major Australian consortium of airlines says that it doesn't protect you, and their flyers are refusing to do it and boycotting. Bloomberg. Good news, people are fighting back a week into this hype. Notice how they announced the scanners going in. They already ordered them a year ago worldwide, right as the underwear bomber comes on the scene. This is all staged, and that's a whole other show, how that completely staged event. Mind reading, by the way, he's pled not guilty. Mind reading systems could change air security. I told you last week that, because I read the government 5-6 years ago saying they're going to put brain scanners in airports, and they've actually are testing them in 5. Total quackery, isn't real. Millions of dollars apiece, MRIs, blasting your head so hard with radiation, passively from upwards of 20 feet away, claiming they pick up brain waves and areas lit up on the brain that show you're aggressive. In one example, the Israeli company says you'll see a huge picture of bin Laden. And if your brain shows a friendliness, they're gonna come arrest you. This is total bull. We prove that the lie detectors are fraud, and they come out with this. Obama orders an additional $1 billion spent on airport body scanners, Toledo Blade, his administration, people making a bunch of money off that. New York Times, give me a PrisonPlanet.tv close shot. I want to show people this. Now, I already told you months ago and last year from major university reports. In fact, producers, I sent you a link to a top university professor. Did you get that? He's dead. My God, he just died. Okay, well, let's find me another top professor saying they're bad. Well, this New York Times has links to professors saying it's bad. Cancer risk debated for type of x-ray scan. And then it goes on to admit, yeah, it is hitting you with radiation, but and yeah, lots of exposure is bad, but so what? TSA funding airport mind-reading scanners, raw story. Former CEO of American Airlines called full-body scanners in airports a waste of resources, says they don't work and people don't like them. So, again, that. You know, they'll look at you like you're crazy when you're at the airport. If you say you don't want to do this, just refuse and say, no, and I don't want a full body pat down either. You know, if you really believe all this terrorism's real, how about you actually profile people? Oh, no, can't do that. Now mobile devices will scan your naked body on the streets. And then we have links to the Dutch news, British news at PrisonPlanet.com from that article. And I saw stories 3 years ago where they already have mobile vans, and he has a link to it, body scanning in England. TSA agent arrested at LAX, going insane, screaming, I am God, I am in charge. I think they're all insane. Strip searching women, grabbing on people, going crazy. I've had it happen to me. Groping people. Admitted, airport body scanners provide crisp image of your genitals. And this is a link to the Dutch news, the Australian news, other news. London Guardian reports that they train the people that the woman's breast must be in full detail and the genitals of the man and female must be in detail. That's how they know it's tuned to be, have a crisp image. And what they show you on the news is the blurred out images. So there's a report there from 2008. Admitting from their own reports, and then we have a London Guardian report that violates laws against child pornography. Airport admits strip search body scanners will show people naked. That's the Daily Mail with that headline. For any of you out there in denial about this, AAPA warns against use of full body scanners. The Association of Asia Pacific Airlines is also against it, saying it doesn't work and people are boycotting it and they don't like it. Another report, government uses stimulus money to buy naked body scanners, and it's all about social engineering. Here's another one here out of CNN, body scanners, health hazards from the radiation. Now, for any of you that doubt, we have the articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com in the naked body scanner section. For any of you that doubt this is for social engineering purposes and that the government admits that they want a biometric 360 body scan so they can scan you on the streets with passive systems at a distance, we have all the mainstream news articles. But here is, and I keep plugging this because for 14 years I've covered this and people didn't believe me, even when I had congressmen on and members of the Australian Parliament on, under a secret UN treaty, just like they've got a copyright treaty that's secret going through, that leaked, that shows they're going to basically end internet freedom. Under that treaty, for 37 years in the industrialized world, in Europe, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada, in the U.S., they, at birth, take your baby's blood and say, oh, it's a blood test. Of course, the hospital could do that themselves. But it's an unfunded mandate. It's illegal. And I've been pointing this out. Finally, people 3 years ago in Minnesota looked into what I had to say, filed suits. They won there. Now suits have been won in Texas, in federal court in San Antonio, and they've had to destroy 4 million illegal blood samples. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Here is the San Antonio Express News. State to destroy blood samples to settle a federal lawsuit. The state will destroy an estimated 5.3, I'm sorry, the statement said 4 million, 5.3 million blood samples illegally collected from newborns and kept without parental consent. Here's the AP, Texas destroyed baby blood taken without consent. Okay? Again, they're taking your blood secretly. They want to body scan you so they can track you everywhere, including by blimp. They've already got blimps. At 100,000 feet over every major city, on record, Homeland Security, with your heat resonance off your body. How do they get your ID? They have license plate scanners that scan your license plate. Then when you get out at key points and parking lots, they have heat resonance scanners that pick up your heat resonance biometric signature to track you. All Pentagon designed so they can suppress the public when the banks rob you and set up a feudal estate.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What? You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to relax, ladies and gentlemen. We need to get fired up and get aggressive and get in the tyrant's face big time. Think about the bankers. They think they can openly steal $28 trillion and then jack up all our taxes and deploy NORTHCOM and the military domestically to suppress the people. If we simply expose these individuals, they will go down. On the healthcare issue, I promise to go to calls. I'm out of time, so we're going to go to your calls. But on the healthcare issue, I'll be covering it more throughout the week. Obama promised to make it all public and televised and said he's made it secret, as if he has the authority. What's the president doing telling Congress what to do? You've got all these new taxes in there. It cuts benefits, raises taxes, a giant scam. They had to buy off all these House and Senate members to get it through. And the Democratic Party is destroying itself, but it doesn't matter. They'll share power with the Republicans. They'll get back in power in the next few elections. Then people will get mad at the Republicans and put the Democrats back in, and the joke is on us. It just continues on because the elite has bought off both parties. You have to indict and arrest the bankers that have taken over our nation. They want control. The insurance companies want control. They wrote the bill, but they put out that they're against the bill so that the left gets in support of the bill. It's all a bait and switch. It's incredible. Scott in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, two questions. Number one, with all this Geithner-gate that's now coming out, you think that that's why old Chris Dodd has decided he's not going to run again, because he knows it's going to hit the fan? And
yes, Dodd was on the banking committee, involved in all of it with the White House. That's actually in Obama deception. And when it all came out, they tried to blame Dodd for it, and then he released the emails where the White House was ordering everything, including Geithner.
Yeah.
Yes, very astute point, yes.
Yeah, and the second thing that I just wanted to bring up, you know, with you and your team exposing everything with Climate Gate and all of this stuff coming out there and stuff like that, you think that's why old Matthews wants to bring his Nazi behind down there to interview you?
Well, Matthews says he's coming to interview me in 2 weeks. We'll see if it happens. Yeah, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
I mean, you talk about a rigged game, folks. They get to interview me, not live, and do whatever they want with it. Doesn't matter. If Matthews does a bad job, I'll just, like I did in Denver, we'll just take over his live show again. Anybody wants to see that, it's one of the extras on Obama deception. It's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Sue in Minnesota. Sue, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you. I'm a member of Prison Planet, and I have been for about the last year. I'm unemployed, so I really relate to a lot of the information you have on about the economy and stuff like that. I feel like my whole life is being, you know, ripped apart by the bankers on a personal level.
People ask, who's the New World Order? It's the private central banks.
It really is.
Who wrote the health care bill? Who's running the banker scam? Who's always pushing for new wars? Who founded the CIA, Wall Street? That's the un-American group.
It really is, and I really appreciate you, and I wanted to thank you for Follow the Republic. We think it's a great movie. And I wanted to also say I like the fact that you have people with differing viewpoints on your show. You know, not everyone agrees with you, and you don't agree with everyone you have on, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, like Damon Vickers, Friday.
Oh, well, that, and also even you have all kinds of people. You have Webster Tarpley, who I really, really like. I kind of got turned on to him, really, in a way, by seeing your show, and I follow his stuff. Alan Watt, I like Paul Watson. I like the colonel that you see with the Reagan administration that you have on, Paul Craig Roberts. You just got a lot of great people with a lot of information, and I think that I really feel positive that people are waking up across the country, and
they are, and they can't get away with this crime, Sue, if you expose them.
I really don't
think
they can.
Thank you, Sue. God bless you. I agree with you. Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex, make it quick, two things, the churches and also on the body scanners.
The churches are on the government payroll publicly. It's completely unconstitutional.
My church, they're waking up.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, the pastor of my church preaches on that we're not always supposed to obey government, and he outlines it from the Bible. But number two, I've got them, your DVDs, Follow the Republic. And he's holding a special meeting this week with only the men of the church to cover this subject matter and what's coming up.
Good. Really, you know, there's an online bibliography at Fall the Republic. Is it falltherepublic.net or com? I've got so many sites I can't remember. But everything we say in the film, we have a bibliography there online.
Now, the second thing is, a couple of years ago, I used to work for a biometric software company. And here's one thing you may not know. There's another biometric company called Identex, okay? Now, the chief development officer of my company, you know, he was foreign-born, so he always has to go to immigration. I remember one day he came back from immigration, and he was real excited. He says, they've got Identex scanners. They're so detailed, they even identify you by your DNA. So I put two and two together with these cameras they have. If they get your DNA, why wouldn't they not be able to identify you, you know, from these cameras, you know, red light cameras and so on? So
exactly, and I appreciate your call. They do off the face scanning. And the point is that if the government's been secretly taking your baby's blood, if you're 37 years older, younger, and you're born in a hospital, a huge global secret program now exposed. That's how bad it is, folks. That's how out of control. The criminals in government and corporations went and hired scientists to set up a scientific dictatorship. They've all written books about it. Tom in Florida. I just talked to Tom. Who's up next here? Is it Tom in Florida's up next? Dave in Oklahoma. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to stay on point here with the body scanners and the gangster banksters. First thing I want to say, you kind of stole my thunder. It is a revolving door up there at the – just a second, sweetheart. It is a revolving door up there at the Federal Reserve. You know, you got the same you know, people, Paulson, Volcker, Sumner, Geithner, Bernanke. Common denominator is Goldman Sachs.
I mean, it's illegal. You've got them heading up the government while they get money from the bailout. And then
hey,
Congress,
Alex.
Congressman Stern says to Geithner, and he also said to Paulson, he said, who gave you the waiver to do that? And he said, the Treasury Department. You mean you gave yourself a waiver? Sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's completely ridiculous. Grayson asked Bernanke, where did the money go? I'm not going to tell you. I say no to the bonuses. I say no to the bailouts. I say yes to Ron Paul's legislation.
Out of the Fed, which is passed the House now in the Senate. Out of time, Dave. Thank you. Taylor in Iowa. Taylor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and it's a great time to talk to you right now. We're having, at our school in Iowa, a vaccine clinic, I'm probably going to do the same thing that Robert Wanick did, is just make some flyers, pass them out.
All you got to do is print out the actual vaccine inserts, highlight it where it says mercury, brain damage, sterilization, and hand those to people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in a free country. And you're allowed to warn your fellow students.
Yeah, exactly. And I bought your little holiday special, and I got the citizen's rule book. And if they say, well, you can't do this, then I'll just pull it out of my pocket and say, oh, really? Well, it says right here in the Constitution that I can do this.
Well, the best way to do it is go to the clinic and hand them out. But first, just hand them out in class, and everybody will start talking, saying, hey, read the insert from the actual vaccine saying it can brain damage you, saying it can give you Guillain-Barré or sterilize you. And then that way it's not as confrontational. But I salute you, Taylor. Call us back and let us know what happened, okay?
You're right. And,
thank you. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 13 years old.
Well, good job, my friend. What else you want to say?
I absolutely agree on what you're doing. I absolutely agree on almost 100% of what you're doing. And believe it or not, I've been knowing this stuff since I was 11 years old.
Well, you got good parents, Taylor, and I appreciate your call. And that's the good news. We get the ratings in from stations, and we have the most diverse audience. And the key demographics, you know, men 18 to 35 or so, huge listenership, but old people, black people, Asians, Hispanic, young people, everybody is really tuning in. And just keep spreading the word about the show, Taylor. We have the free podcast of the show 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then Sundays, served out for free. It's on the Listen link at InfoWars.com. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. We have the restreams of the show 24 hours a day, except when Burmese is on right after I go off Sunday nights, so callers can hold over if you want to talk to him. We've got so much going on here. And if you can't afford Fall the Republic or the Obama Deception on DVD at InfoWars.com, you can watch them for free on YouTube and Google. Just Google the Obama Deception or Fall the Republic. Watch it. Go to theobamadeception.net, followtherepublic.com, read the viewer guide, bibliography, where everything's documented. Download high-quality copies of the films at prisonplanet.tv. Give it to everybody you know. Tell everybody who the real criminals are, and the new world order will fall. Great job, crew.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.